Thank you for holding, Dorian. My name is Ed. I'm one of the specialists from the Department of Manager Pricing for your. How are you doing today? How's your week so far?
Good.
This weekend.
Yeah, it's rough. New York is rough. There is no weekend. New York, every day is Monday.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. I bet, right? With the traffic and everything over there as well.
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, man. All right, so I'll go ahead and jump right into it. All I'm going to do is just really go over kind of in detail what we do. Nate does a really good job at basically explaining what we do here at Local Splash. Really, go over pricing and just see if you have any follow-up questions for me, okay? But, yeah, I'll go ahead and get started.
All right.
If you're ready.
Yeah, sure.
All right, perfect. So the major benefit is that the position just became available within our company. We're actually looking to fill it today, right? So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google, we're actually going to close out a category and we can't work with anyone else who does what you do. Now, with that being said, right, in today's day and age, what do we all do when we're looking for a service or even a restaurant to go eat at? We Google it, right? So it's the same concept when it comes to your business, right? So let's say that I'm a new client and I'm looking for services that you offer in the Brooklyn, New York area, right? So I'm going to go ahead and type in, for instance, interior painting, Brooklyn, New York, right?
No.
And we're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, let me stop you over here. Not Brooklyn.
Okay, sure.
I'm in Long Island, because.
Long Island.
To travel to Brooklyn. Yeah, it's like 1 hour, it's 2 hours back and forth. It's not worth it to go and look at a job. It's 5 miles over here. It's 45 minutes,
Okay, got you. Perfect. Okay, well, no, thank you for sharing that information. For some reason, it looks like Angie's has you under Brooklyn, New York. So that might be something you want to take a look at. But, yeah, they got you for some reason under that. But anyways.
With another thing, with Angie's list, I paused everything because I'm, to be honest, very disappointed. I spent mm-hmm. so far like $300 and I got a job like $2,000 after all my insurance, workers' comp and everything expenses is like $500 profit. And
wow.
I'm really not looking into that. I can do way more myself without, any help on the online,
Exactly. And this is the thing, right? And I'm glad that you mentioned that because so this is the difference between us and Angie's, right? Angie's is what we consider a middleman. What Angie's does, as you can see, they put your information and your business information under their website, right? Not only that, but for instance, let's say that they do provide you a lead, right? That same lead they provided you, they provided 3 to 4 other companies that do the same services that you do. So it's really a matter of which company contacts the client first, right? So that's one thing. Another thing is, they also charge you per lead as well. I had a customer 2 weeks ago. Basically, Angie Leads charged him, I think it was like $1,300 for leads that he didn't even do one job for, right? So that's another thing with us, that with us, it's just a flat out rate. There is no additional charge for any additional, leads that you get or anything like that, right? And this is how we're going to help you, right? Because like I said, they're the middleman. So what happens is the client contacts Angie and gives, their information, and then Angie's decides what they do with that lead. With us, it's different because what we focus on is to get you on the first page of Google so those new clients can find you and reach out to you directly, right? So we're not going to have anything to do with the leads. Our goal is to get you on the first page so clients can find you, right? For instance, let me ask you this, Dorian. If you were to go to Los Angeles, California, right, and let's say that you're in the mood for Italian food, right, are you going to know the Italian restaurants in that area?
No.
Probably
exactly.
not. But you're going to know what kind of food you want to eat, right? So you're going to type, pasta near me or chicken parmesan near me or ravioli near me, right? It's the same concept when it comes to your business. Clients are going to search interior painting, exterior painting if you do exterior painting. They're going to search you based off of the services that you offer. And you're going to be one of the top recommended companies on the first page of Google. For instance, I don't know if you've heard of Anthony's Painting and Decorating or Pride Painting or Walker Painting, LLC. Are you familiar with any of those companies?
I'm not because, I don't look for other painting companies because
I got you. And the reason I ask is just because, obviously, being in that industry, if you happen to run into any of these competitors and stuff, but these are your competitors, right? Because if I was a new client and let's say I typed in interior painting Long Island, New York, those are the top 3 recommended companies that I see. So So what you see on Google is what we consider Google Business Profile, right? It shows the company's name, how long they've been in business, the phone number, hours of operation, and obviously the services that they offer, right? So what I went ahead and did was I actually typed in interior painting into our analytics for Long Island. You won't believe how many people searched that in the last 30 days. There was 1,400 searches in the last 30 days.
Wow.
So if 1% of those people gave you a call for being on the first page, right, you're looking at about 14 to 16 leads, right? And that's just for that one service, which is interior painting. That's not if, you know, clients are searching exterior painting or, you know, a different kind of painting, right? Or drywall install or drywall repair or anything like that?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Basically interior A to the Z, you know?
Got you. Okay. So again, you know, basically if a client searches in, you know, drywall repair or, you know, drywall, you know, drywall repair, drywall install, basically you're going to be one of the top recommended companies, right? And again, what we do is we link these search services to your company's name, and it's what we consider a search keyword. We've seen that 90% of these companies are actually capitalizing on these search keywords. And that's what makes us different than all these other companies, right? Apart from, you know, we are a premier Google channel partner, right? And we've been doing this for 18 years. So we have the credibility and we have the experience, right? In what we do. And again, you know, we're a performance-based company. So, you know, we don't ask for 99% of your trust, you know, starting out the first month. We really just ask for 1%. We're going to gain the other 99% with results, right? And again, that's why we don't have contracts, right? Because to me personally, Dorian, if a company still has contracts nowadays, it's because they want to hold you to that contract and they want to keep you there, right? You know, so there's a reason for it, right? Opposed to companies that don't have contracts that you can step away at any time, right? Which, you know, I kind of like that because it's kind of like a trial in a way. Because you're not having to marry us, right? you don't have to see us for a whole year if you don't want to, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, so, again, did you have any questions for me or anything like that?
Well, my questions are like, you know, like, how does it work with you guys? Like you get the, you know, like the lead and you just gave it to me, or you just do the advertising and that's it?
Correct. So that's a great question. So remember, like I said, that what we do is that we specialize to make it so clients can find you, right? So clients are going to contact you directly. We're not going to have anything to do with, you know, your leads. We're not going to charge you extra if you get 15, 20, 35, 40 leads. That's between you and the client, right? The client's contacting you directly. Yes. Mm-hmm. In the package.
And there is any.
Oh, no, I was just going to say the package includes a 50-mile radius. However, you don't have to do the full 50 miles. For instance, right, next steps look like this, okay, Dorian? If right now, because we are looking to close this today, if you tell me, hey Ed, I want to go ahead and close this and save my spot on the first page of Google, perfect. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to ask you some questions, verify your information, verify your company's information, obviously take payment, and I'm going to actually schedule a meeting with my marketing team for 30 to 45 minutes. Right. And they're the ones that are going to help you, you know, create your Google Business Profile, you know, create your Facebook business account if you don't already have one.
I don't have.
Okay. Got you. And basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually ask you, Dorian, a little bit more specific questions like, hey, what specific areas are you looking to target? Right. I know that you said you didn't want to go to Brooklyn because it's a 2-hour drive. Right. But what specific zip codes or areas do you want to target? So I can send these notes and information to my marketing team so they have this. So when they meet with you, they already kind of, you know, they're already caught up to speed. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So now let's jump to what matters. This will cost me.
Yep, perfect. And I also went ahead and sent our website over to you, Dorian, so you can kind of look over everything while I kind of go over pricing and stuff like that. So everything is set on a month-to-month basis. There is no contract, like I said. Your pricing will be set at a flat rate of $299, right, month-to-month. The program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. So your initial investment would be $398. However, it looks like Nate actually just went ahead and put their promotional code and removed that $99 setup fee. So all you're looking at today is $299. Again, that includes first page placement on Google, a Google business profile. We're going to do Facebook marketing for you as well. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Dorian, but let's say that you're looking for, you know, a specific item, right, on Amazon, and then you go to your Facebook and it advertised that specific item to you. Has that ever happened? You're like, wait, that's creepy. How did they know I like this? Like, I was looking for this specific item. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. True.
Exactly. So what's going to happen is when they search for, you know, services that you offer on Google, when they go back to their Facebook, we're going to actually send an advertisement called Mega Color Services. And it's going to be a link to your website. So when they click on the advertisement, okay, it's going to send me directly to you.
Ed, just hold on one second, because I need to, you know, I'm married and I need to send the coffee to my wife. Otherwise, I'll sleep on the couch.
I hear you, man. Hey, I'm with you, man. Take care of your business. Do what you got to do. I don't want
Give me like 1 minute. I'm just going to drop this and come back. Okay, 1 minute.
Yeah, no Thank worries, you. Man. Thank no worries. You. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. Complete the mission? Good? All right, perfect.
Yeah. You know, like 20 seconds before you know, the deadline. So.
I got you. All right, perfect. What kind of coffee was it, if you don't mind me asking?
She drink express. She has like a license test today, exam, and, you know, she wants something to open her eyes, you know, like,
Yep, can't go wrong with coffee, man.
Maybe we're going to work on that, because you're going to be like an acupuncture license, you know. Like,
oh, wow.
So we're going to need to, very soon we're going to have like a clinic, and of course we have to spray the word for that as well, you know.
Wow, that's awesome, man. All right, so let me do this. What's your email, Dorian?
All right, so is info at megacolorscorp.com.
Okay.
.com.
All right, perfect. And let me ask you this. Do you already have a website, Dorian?
I do not.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do, okay? Since, you know, I genuinely believe that this is really going to help your company, right? And you know, I hate that you already had a bad experience with marketing, especially with Angie's and Home Advisor. And trust me, you're not the first. You're not the first to give us, you know, to talk to us and let us know that. So we're with you, right? So what I'm going to do for you, right, if you close with me right now, I'm going to actually go ahead and include a website free of charge. Okay, I'm going to include the website within the package of the $299, and we're going to create you and manage you that website, okay? Really, the only thing I ask is if you have any maybe pictures of before and after work that you've done. And the reason I say that is because when we create you the website, I, as a, you know, if I was a new client, I like to see, you know, actual pictures of works, right? And that goes a long way. So that's why I was kind of, you know, asking that. But yeah, how does that sound?
I have like 2,000-3,000 pictures. Is that enough?
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. That's plenty. That's plenty. That's plenty. And what I'm gonna do
I always do before and after pictures on all my projects.
Got you. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do is I'm gonna go ahead and send a quote over to your email address just so you can kind of look over everything while I gather your information. So let me see here.
Sure.
All right. Perfect. Boom. Okay. All right. So Dorian, what is your, and how do you spell your first name? Just to make sure it's spelled correctly. Is it Dorian?
My first name is Dorjan. You know, like I'm from Europe. Eduardo.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
how do you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Dorjan?
It's Dorian. It's Dorian, but over here they call me Dorjan. I'm not yet an American citizen. Once I get that passport, I'll put a I over there instead of a J, you know?
Got you. Okay. Got you. All right. Well, that's a really cool, unique name, by the way, as well. So, what is your last name?
H-Y-S-E-N-I. Hyseni.
Hyseni. All right. I'm sorry. I think I missed one letter. You said H-Y-S-E-I?
N-I.
N-I, all right.
And, yeah, as an Nancy.
All right, perfect. All right, and on the first page of Google, right, you want your company to show up as Mega Color Services Corporation, LLC,
no.
Or just how
Corp.
Do you want it to show?
Corp.
Okay. Got
Mega,
it.
Yeah. Because
so
that's the name here. Yeah. Mega Color Services, it was in Florida, but,
okay.
It didn't go well over there, yeah, so I stayed in New York, so.
Got you, okay. How long did you stay in Florida for?
I just went over there for like 2-3 months, you know, like I had like a big, big commercial job, but then, you know, I don't know. It's too quiet over there. You know, like when you go from New York to Florida, it's like, wow, okay. Yeah, it's too quiet. You know, I'm too young for Florida.
I got you. Okay, perfect. All right. So, color services. Okay, so. I'm sorry.
So, Take that services away, you know.
Okay.
I don't know why they put it, the Angelis, I have no idea why they put it, like that sounds, to me, very stupid, but services.
Okay, got you. All right, and then far as your address, now, this is just to create your account here. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be on Google, okay? Unless you want it to show on Google, we can do that. But if you don't, that's fine, too. I just need to put an address down just to, you know, gather your information.
All right. So I do have an office in Brooklyn, but I would like to put my home address. I don't know. Like, you tell me which one should I...
Yeah, so since most of your work is kind of at the client's, you know, the client's location, you don't have to put an address down. But yeah, you could just put your personal one and we just won't show it on Google or anything like that. That's fine.
All right, perfect then. Yeah, let's put it that way. Cause yeah, I want to put my home address cause I have an office at home as well. You know, I converted my garage to an office, but, you know. I have the Brooklyn office for more like a formal meetings and stuff like which I don't think I'm going to do it, you know, but, yeah.
Got you. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not 965.
Okay.
Washington Street.
Okay.
Franklin Square. New York. 11010.
I'm sorry, I missed the zip code. 110?
10.
10, perfect. All right.
Now, Ed, I want to ask you a question.
There
is any contract between me and you guys, like, that I have to stay a specific time, or let's say, I hope not, but let's say I don't like it, you know, like, what's the termination fees and all, I need to know all of this.
There is no termination fees, right? So like I said, that's the good thing about us, right? We're strict to what we say. So for instance, all I'm doing right now is I'm going to do the $299, right? And that's basically going to cover you for the month. Now let's say at the end of the month, you're just like, you know, I don't really like this for whatever reason, right? You just cancel like normal. Nothing, no extra fees, no, you know, early termination fees, none of those crazy fees with us. Everything is, like I said, it's a flat rate and that's going to be the same price month to month, right? So it's not going to be $299 today, you know, and then next month is $300. No, it's going to be $299, right? And you can actually use this as a tax write-off as well. I don't know if you knew that, but you can actually use this since it is for marketing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yes. You can actually use it for a tax write-off. Yep.
Look, I'm here to make money and expand. If you guys do a great work, I understand business is business. You make money, I make money. But, you know, if I don't make money, then you don't make money either. So we are, connected.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Like, you know, and again, like I said, you know, I'm not asking for 100% of your treasure, Dorian. I'm not really just asking 1% because we're going to gain the other 99% with the results. And again, if you stepped outside right now, Dorian, right, and you ask somebody, hey, do you know what HomeAdvisor or Angie's is, right? Most likely, they're probably not going to know, right, unless you kind of have your own business or a small business or anything like that, right? Now, go outside and just ask a random person, do you know what Google is? I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, they're going to know what Google is, you know? And that's the thing, right?
True.
It's just being on the biggest search engine platform in the world. You can't go wrong with Google. And that's why, you know, we are looking to fill this position today because there's only one spot left and we can only work with one company because it's so lucrative, right? Everybody wants to be on the first page, but not everybody can be on the first page. So I really only need about 10, 15 more minutes. Now, Dorian, in order to schedule the meeting with my marketing team, in order to open the calendar, I do have to run payment, right? The $299. Did you want to use a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Which one did you want to use out of the four?
Discover.
All right, perfect. And I'm ready when you are.
All right, so is 6011.
Okay.
0149.
Okay.
1703.
Okay.
7272.
All right, perfect. And then expiration?
277.
All right. The expiration date?
Oh, the expiration date is 1/28.
Okay, got you. For a second, I was like, I don't know a month that's 277. I was like, I'm confused. I was like, wait, what? I think I'm losing it.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
And you're going to receive everything via email as well, okay? So you receive the invoice and everything early, okay?
Okay.
And I just need about 10, 15 more minutes just to gather the last few details, Dorian, and then you should be good to go. And I'm just going to see the calendar and see what date and time we have available to kind of schedule that marketing meeting, okay? Sound good?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And you said you don't have a Facebook business account, right? Just wanted to verify.
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. We'll create one for you. That's not a problem. Now, do you have a personal one?
I do have, but it's very old and rusty. Like, I don't even go on it, you know?
Okay, and that's fine. And the reason why I asked... Mm-hmm. Good.
Mostly it's like Instagram nowadays, you know? Like, mostly.
Yep. No, I got you 100%. The reason why I ask is just because we need a home base to create the business account, right? So as long as you have a personal Facebook account, we're just going to use it as kind of like the home base. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. How was your morning so far? Good?
Yeah, I went, you know, like in Manhattan, look at some jobs here and there. And,
okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, got tickets every day in New York. You get tickets on the car.
It's got awesome. You. Okay.
You know, I have a van with signs and everything. I have three. And, you know, cops in New York, they love because they think, like, we are loaded with money. We're making millions of dollars. And
oh, gosh.
And like, good morning. And pump, scan my registration and, you know, leave a ticket on the windshield.
Wow. All right. So as far as your hours of operation, what are your hours of operation?
Well, Monday to Friday, 7 to, like, you know, like 5 p.m. I do emergency calls, but I don't know what emergency calls we're going to do for painting and shit, but, yeah.
Okay, got you. All right, let me see here. All right, and your preferred method of contact, phone, text, or email?
Three of them?
All three? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, basically asking, like, you know, if we were needing to contact you, what would be kind of the fastest way to get in contact with you?
Well, the best will be the phone, but, like, okay. You know, we can, you know, I usually am on the phone all the time, so either, you know, phone, text, or email is the same thing.
Okay, got you. Perfect.
You know, we'll have old people that don't know how to text and email. We'll have young kids that, they, you know, it's more easy to text.
Yep, exactly. All right. As far as my meeting with my marketing team, what day works best for you? I have, let me see, I'm actually booked out today, but I have availability for tomorrow. Does the morning or the afternoon work better for you?
Tomorrow is Friday, right? Tomorrow, let me see my calendar. Tomorrow, maybe around same time as today, like 11 o'clock with New York. Okay. I don't know what time it is over there.
Okay, yeah, so we can do, could we do 12 tomorrow? Is that fine? All right, perfect. I got that scheduled. I'm sending the details over to your email as well, okay?
Okay. So are you going to be the guy that if I had anything that I have, I'm going to call, or?
So basically the, who you're going to meet with in that marketing meeting, they're going to be your go-to person. And of course you can always email me if you have a question or anything like that before the meeting. But yeah, they're going to be your go-to person. Yeah. Again, remember, they're the technicians and the specialists, so they're going to create you the website, they're going to create you the Google business profile, and they're also going to create you the Facebook business account as well.
All right, so please click here to accept subscription terms.
All right, perfect. So I have that scheduled. I have all your information. I'm going to go ahead and send that over. Going to go ahead and send everything over. You should have received it in your email. If you have any questions until then, please don't hesitate in letting me know. But other than that, I do appreciate you, Georgiana. I got everything. And yeah, I got you scheduled for tomorrow at, let me see here, at 12, okay?
Yes. All right.
All right. Perfect. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day, man. Don't work too hard, okay?
I'll try. Well, thank you, man.
All right. Take care. All right.
You got it. Thank you. Bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.